In a tough music market, many independent record stores are trying to put an optimistic face on things, exploring new markets for vinyl, celebrating their survival with the annual Record Store Day celebration, and generally maintaining an atmosphere of cheer and enthusiasm. This does not hold true for resale records. Eric Teisberg's used vinyl store on the industrial north side of Madison consists of little more than an old Quonset hut. Its neighbors are shabby apartment buildings, a small corner bar, and an Oscar Mayer meat plant. In other words, it's not the kind of neighborhood where you'd look for a record store, and it almost seems Resale Records doesn't want to be seen.
What's the worst location than this one?
Obviously, had I known the changing technologies that would come, I mean, it's almost insanity running a place like this. What can I say? I didn't know.
For 35 years, Teisberg has kept the space as bare bones as possible. A perfunctory open sign hangs askew in the front window. The floors are bare cement, and an old heater rattles at the back of the shop. Customers will often find Teisberg standing at the back of the store, watching DVDs on a TV whose back faces the entrance.
Oh, well, I watch a lot of DVDs. It's not a place where you have to worry about zillions of records coming through the door anymore. Those years ended right when CDs first came in. That's when people were dumping massive amounts of records. And I'm afraid those records are all long gone now.
If you're not a regular, you might not get much of a greeting. That job often falls to his dog, Snow, a cheerful Maltese Westie who skitters around excitedly as the occasional customer browses through dusty crates of used, extremely cheap LPs.
Well, I mean, I've got some regulars who literally have been coming in almost since day one. Some of my oldest regulars are in their 70s. In fact, my oldest regular is probably, I think, 85 years old now. Time doesn't stop even for record people.
The store is decorated with LPs that have especially goofy or salacious covers, like Smoke Dreams by Ronnie Deauville.
Certain states of a record, when it comes in, that it's beyond sellability. Well, if it has a cover that's interesting, at least I can rescue the cover and hope that someone will at least appreciate that fact.
What about these? What about the smoke?
Well, it's cheesy, isn't it?
He's sort of appearing in a mist to this lady who's on a fainting couch. I can't even tell.
Well, yeah, the idea being that she's, I guess, dreaming of him or something like that. You know, it's pretty corny. What can I say?
Teisberg has his regulars, mostly habitual record collectors who might get a call if he comes into an interesting new collection. Still, Teisberg doesn't sugarcoat the spareness of the used record market, nor is he always delighted with the titles that come in.
Oh, there's 10 zillion Billy Joel albums. There's 10 zillion Christopher Cross albums. Late period Jefferson Starship. Basically, the bulk of the early 80s, anything that from about 1977 to about 1984, 85, that was super popular. That's what you're going to see. I mean, realistically, places like this, once we run out of all the records that people want to buy, we will cease to exist.